And that was crickets and frogs.
And then frogs, too, I was going to say. I think those are frogs, too, right?
Lots of frogs.
Yeah.
Probably cicadas, too.
All the good beans.
Beans?
We just ate some beans.
I didn't eat many beans. I ate sausage and homemade, hand-picked blackberry cobbler, courtesy of the Bembrys, whose river hut we're staying in right now.
Yeah.
Outside of Hawkinsville.
We had an amazing meal.
Oh my God.
The best sausage, but we hear it's only the second best sausage in the state. Right?
So wait, I'm Rachel, you're Sarah.
I'm Sarah.
You're Sarah.
I'm Rachel.
And we are traveling from Atlanta to the Atlantic.
In kayaks.
On a single waterway.
Over 42 days. South River to the Okmulgee River to the Altamaha and out to the Atlantic Ocean.
We began on the 17th of May, 2024, and today is the 2nd of June.
Yeah.
Of the same year.
We're 17 days in, and tomorrow we have a day off, which
yes.
is kind of great. We will be doing some stuff, but...
We have a big storytelling session where we're going to do audio recordings of folks in this local area who have extensive experience being on the river here.
Yeah.
But
we get to stay put for 2 nights, which is very exciting.
And we are being graciously hosted by John Bembry, otherwise known as Doc, who is a local veterinarian. And has a farm here, and we're staying in his cow pot.
Yeah, so another amazing day with lots of paddling. We did not really do, I feel like the last 2 days we haven't done our sort of siesta artistic time as intended, but tomorrow we'll catch up on that, hopefully. We paddled a lot. How many miles did we do today? Was it like 17?
A lot.
I think it was 17 or 18.
I think we thought it was 17. It might have been more.
Yeah.
Because we thought... anyway, we paddled a lot. Somewhere between 17 and 20 miles.
I could actually check. Should
we
I
could,
check?
But I don't think it matters
okay.
for this.
Okay.
We we'll paddled a lot. And we... Yeah, we'll have that agreement. And we... I mean, if you want to go check, you can, but I don't think it's necessary right now. Otherwise, I'll keep talking while you check. So we left Cochrane, which is just a beautiful place.
I do think it was 17 because it was like 14, wasn't it? 142 was the... No.
141 was...
But it was 142 on our map. 141 on the river. There's okay. like a mild discrepancy for some reason.
I will put a caveat that Anne was like, don't like parse things about like timings or, you know, because...
Did you pause it?
No, I didn't pause it. This is me talking. I think maybe we could spend a lot of time talking about that or else we could just skip over it and then clarify it. So we did a lot of miles today.
Yeah.
And we didn't take a break.
Yeah.
Which is tiring.
Yeah, which we need to do.
But we had a couple of things we needed to do. We needed to get here at a reasonable time because we were being hosted by a very kind person.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to get here before, you know, at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
And then we also had to do a resupply.
Yeah.
From Kit and Mary at a landing about 4 miles away, 4 miles further
resupply,
upstream.
Yeah.
And our resupplies take... anywhere take a lot of time, so even though we did a lot faster than last time, which took about 2 hours, this time it still took
at all everything takes
an
time
hour and a half.
On the river. That's what we are learning. It all takes time,
but we had a great time at the Hawkinsville landing.
We did.
And we met loads of people who were just really interesting humans, and had a lot to offer us in terms of references. We met Charlotte,
uh-huh.
And talked to her for a long time. You actually started talking to her on the water.
I did.
How did y'all start talking?
I don't remember. We just started talking because she asked what we were doing, or she asked,
where we were going.
Because I think there's not that many people who are on the river, but she said to me.
Otherwise, most people are on motorboats doing fishing and stuff.
But even Craig later said that it's only him and that other guy we saw that I didn't catch the name of who like really used the river, and Charlotte. So it's interesting.
Well, but these guys who were staying with, they use the river a lot, I think.
People probably from their own private properties.
I think probably people recreationally don't use the river that much in terms of just like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed, I guess my impression was that there's, it's still like a little bit of a secret or something that there are less people perhaps than would be expected really using or really getting out on the river.
But Charlotte was great. She grew up here, and she had a lot of things to say about her grandparents who taught mm-hmm. her a lot about farming and fishing and hunting, and she'd been a truck driver
mm-hmm.
and got to see the world and go just like, she had a fishing license and six mm-hmm. different states, I think, mm-hmm. and would just like jump off into, you know, down a bridge basically whenever she could peel away a moment to go fishing. And it's really great to meet people who have such a visceral engagement with their with the outside world, you know. And she definitely did. And then another woman who's a friend of hers came up and went out on a boat with her dad, and she had a very similar very similar energy, and Charlotte described her in a similar way to herself. So there's two Hawkinsville ladies who are just like living full life in the outdoors.
Charlotte said to me, I think this was when you were in the bathroom, she said, "I just love the river, like more than anything. It's really wonderful and moving to me when people express that." And Craig said a very similar thing, who we met afterwards.
Another person we met at the landing.
Yeah. That it's just the river is what makes them feel peaceful.
Oh, what Craig said is that he's done a big trip. I mean, what I remember him saying, I'm sure he said that too, was that he's done this trip from like Hawkinsville to the coast a bunch of times in a motorboat.
30 times, he said, which is interesting. Yeah, he did.
He said the same thing as those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was so interesting, actually, that they both said
30 times.
Like 30 times, even though they're definitely not doing them together. No. They've done them separately.
So Craig said, you know, you guys will learn a lot about yourselves doing this trip. Mm-hmm. And I think people have said that a lot, or like some version of that a lot. And it's interesting to think of it as like a pilgrimage or like a journey of self-discovery, a journey of communal discovery. But what Craig was saying about himself is that he learned a lot about, in his words, contentment.
Mm.
And what made him content in life, what made him happy in life. And that in some way, going on journeys on the river for him let him see the things that he was striving for that maybe didn't really mean a lot to him, but he thought they did, and the versus the things that he really loved about being alive, being himself, living life, that he could just have without so much strife.
Yeah.
So that was a really interesting reflection from
him.
And he gave us homemade pear wine and a bunch of beef jerky.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
And Rachel especially has been talking about the need for meat.
Yeah.
And today we were showered protein. With meat.
With protein.
We
it
got
just
sausage,
feels like...
we got pork chops, we got jerky. We are now, I think we're set.
We're doing all right.
We've got a lot of meat.
I'm still going to go to MTV's Meats when it opens excited. On the...
I and also, you got to ride that. I'm not going to go with you. I'm going to let you do that trip on your own.
I will go on my own.
I know you will.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little terrified of the four-wheeler.
Sarah is not a country girl. Sarah is very much a suburban or a city girl. Whichever way you want to cut it.
I beg to differ. I'm a mountain girl.
Okay, a mountain girl.
Ocean girl.
An ocean girl with citified ways is what I'm going to say. If you can't get on a four-wheeler and go, 10 miles an hour over...
No, that was... Wait, you were going so fast.
I was not going... Anyway, we're not going to bicker because that's another thing that's distasteful on an audio stream. Anyway, we are on
Rachel
an
driving
amazing...
very fast, but very well. I'm glad we did not.
I was, going how you can go on an old... with an old ATV on...
Bumpy
roads, yeah. Bumpy it's road. Not like... Anyway... It's just driving in the country.
She did a good job.
I did.
We stayed alive.
I did no donuts. I did no wheelies. I did nothing like crazy. I was very safe, and I was not going fast. Oh, I was just going. And Sarah wanted me to go, 2 miles an hour, which you actually physically cannot go safely with that vehicle on these roads. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And there's a couple thousand acres that we can go and explore. I can go and explore by myself tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of. I think I'll probably try to rest and wash clothes as well, mostly. And then looking really forward to getting to spend some really good sit-down time with Doc Bembry, with his friend Mr. Ernest, with Harley Lawson, and maybe a couple of other folks, hopefully, and hearing stories about the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, river. Also, wait, Charlotte, remember, told us about one really big gator that lives on a sandbar that we need to avoid downstream. And also, she told us that between the bridge in Hawkinsville and Miles Branch Park, where we were, that there was a gator that had, come under her boat a few times.
But she also said, she's watched this gator grow up.
Yeah.
And she's seen it from when it was a kid to when it was six feet long to when it was 12 feet long. And she's got stories about it. It's not, an intimidating feature. It's just a kind of, a thing to know.
Yeah.
And a feature in her life.
Yeah.
So... She also told us she had been bitten by a water moccasin and got sick for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But she just sweated it out with no air conditioning and,
wild.
She was fine. She's a really cool lady.
Yeah. Maybe she'll join us. She seemed very interested.
We'll see.
Anyway, we're tired, so we should go to bed.
That's it.
Good night.